It is struggle that makes nations strong, and it's easy times that make nations weak. As a result, the Western economic sanctions that target countries like Russia, which are intended to harm Russia, actually only have a very short-term harmful effect on their economies. Ultimately, they end up making countries like Russia stronger. And this is why Russia today is able to outproduce all of Western Europe in terms of military equipment and munitions, and even things like steel and energy. Why? Well, again, the West has benefited from easy money, the dollar. Lots of money printing, low interest rates, you know, artificially low for decades now in one form or another, have created this apparent abundance, this apparent materialistic golden age and apparent GDP. But underneath all of that is a sobering truth that the West has become weak. And because the West has become weak, it has no future. It has become a suicide cult, even while it forced other nations to become stronger through the economic sanctions and things like cutting off Russia from the SWIFT system. Also, there are economic sanctions against Iran that have been in place for, you know, 20 plus years. And what did that force Iran to do? Well, to become stronger domestically, to learn how to build its own missiles, to develop its own R&D, to do some of its own electronics and circuit boards and so on. When countries like Iran or Russia are allowed to participate in global commerce, they actually become weaker and less self-sufficient as well. And so globalism, the whole idea of globalism and global supply chains, was actually a way to weaken individual nations. In contrast to that, as I said, sanctions cut off these countries from global supply chains and force the countries to become more resilient and self-reliant. And there's another factor, and that's capital. So when you're in a globalism environment, capital can flow freely from one country to another, and the banks are able to forward that capital. You know, they can do transfers back and forth to each other. And so you end up with a lot of the wealthy people in a nation, like let's say the United States, they end up investing in projects in other countries, Mexico, China, South Korea, let's say industrial output type of projects, or even R&D type of projects. And so the capital flows out of the country while the country itself falters under apathy and, you know, the decline of the culture, the decline of the educational institutions, and so on. When you put sanctions on a country like Russia, the capital doesn't have very many places to go outside the country. This forces much of the capital to stay within Russia, where it has to be reinvested in domestic projects, because what else are you going to do with capital? If you're someone who has a lot of money, you're going to try to find places to put it that will generate income. So what do? Well, you build a factory in Russia and you start producing output in Russia. So restrictions on capital flows, again, make nations stronger, not weaker, even though the intention of them is to weaken nations. So here, this is why the West has failed to destroy Russia's economy or Russia's currency or Russia's industry. In fact, the industry that's being destroyed is the industry of the West. Germany's industry is in a state of accelerating collapse, as well as the capabilities of Germany's military. The U.S. bombed the Nord Stream pipelines, thinking that that would hurt Russia. In reality, yeah, it hurt Russia somewhat, but Russia found other ways to sell natural gas to other partners, such as China, and even to sell natural gas to some countries in the Middle East or India. But then the lack of cheap, affordable energy caused an industrial collapse across Germany and France and the UK and other European countries. So here we go, the effect again. Everything that the West tries to do to punish the East ends up making the East stronger. When I say the East, I guess in this case I'm including Russia, while making the West weaker. Now, meanwhile, the relative material abundance of Western societies has made their people lazy and pathetic. I can hardly overstate the degree to which this is important to recognize if you want to understand what's happening in the world. Western citizens have become, by and large, although I know there are exceptions to this, like I'm one of the exceptions, you probably are too listening to this, but by and large, Western citizens have become incapable of doing anything. They can't work, they can't think, they can't reason, they can't repair anything. They have no real world skills, and they have no willingness to actually expend effort to produce anything. They are consumers, not producers. They're not even called producers in economic lingo. They're always called consumers because they consume, consume, consume. They don't really produce much of anything. Again, there are exceptions to this. There are some small businesses in America and a few large corporations that actually make something useful. But for the most part, most of the GDP, the gross death product in America, is industries of death. The military-industrial complex, big pharma, and the debt industry. That's what really accounts for most of the US GDP. Again, gross death product. And if you are a company that wants to produce something and you try to hire American workers to actually make something, you will very quickly find out that there are no Americans left that actually want to make anything. I know that's a very broad statement, but it's true. And those of you who run businesses, you know exactly what I'm talking about. There are no Americans left that will work at factory wages to man a machine in a factory. They do not exist. And this is because, well, a couple of generations of easy money have made the population soft, weak. And you and I also know, just from people that we talk to, or maybe family members, colleagues, friends, what have you, that people by and large, especially the younger generations, don't know how to do anything. You know, you and I mean, I'm in my mid-50s, and we grew up without an internet, thank God, and we had a lot of hands-on experience. You know, we would, if we had a car when we were a teenager, we would probably have to learn how to replace parts on the car, you know, replace a belt, replace an alternator, whatever. Today's youth, they don't know how to do anything. Again, there are exceptions. There are young people that grew up on farms and rural areas, and there are homeschooled kids that are very capable, by the way. But by and large, the mainstream kids don't know how to do anything, but they're experts on their mobile devices. And they expect instant gratification, and they expect all their student loans to be bailed out by the government, which Biden is doing. And so they don't expect to actually ever have to do anything. Even when they go to school, if they have the right skin color or the right transgenderism, they don't really have to pass anything. They get excused for being, you know, DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion. You could become the president of Harvard University just by being a black plagiarist in America. You don't even have to write your own reports. If you have the right skin color, you can just copy and paste somebody else's research, call it your own, you become the president of Harvard. And then if you're a man pretending to be a woman, wearing a wig and high heels and a push-up bra, and, you know, a ridiculous dress, then you get to be a U.S. Navy admiral. You get to be a commander of Space Force. You get to be, you know, the highest level of authority in society by pretending to be a woman. And it's all so ridiculous. And this is why Western civilization has become the laughingstock of the world. All over the world, from China, Russia, the Middle East, South America, you name it, even across African nations, they laugh at the West, at the sheer stupidity and the lack of skills of Western cultures. I used to live in Ecuador. And in rural Ecuador, which is not known for highly educated, you know, university graduates, let's face it, but they had far more skills than a college graduate in America. Far more skills. They knew how to do things. They knew how to cross a flooded creek. They knew how to hook up electricity. They knew how to install a pump. They knew how to grow food. They knew how to process a chicken. They knew how to do things. They knew how to build shelter. They knew how to pour concrete. I mean, regular, everyday, non-educated people in Ecuador, they had more skills than a typical college graduate, even a PhD in America today. That's the honest truth. And why is that? Again, the West has become weak because everything's been too easy. The American people never had to struggle. Everything was affordable because the U.S. could print money and export inflation and allow U.S. consumers to import foreign goods at very low prices. And so they can go to Walmart and they can buy everything they want at the lowest price imaginable. And they don't really have to work hard to get things. All they have to do is get the right grants and the right handouts and the right free money and the welfare and the unemployment checks, even when they're not even really looking for a job anymore. That's all they have to do. They get free money to buy cheap goods, and they don't have to contribute to society. So you multiply this across all of society, and you get a society in collapse. This is exactly what's happening in the US, Canada, Australia, even to some degree New Zealand, although New Zealanders tend to be a lot more practical in terms of rural skills and outdoors know-how and things like that. But even in New Zealand, this is having an effect as well. But especially in the UK, which has become an incompetent society, in Germany, a society of virtue signaling, incompetent, woke idiots. France is very much the same. It just goes on and on. And America is probably the worst. So the Global South, as it's called, which refers to the majority of the world's population that are not in Western countries. The Global South, which is not always just located in the South, by the way, but the Global South has had to actually suffer the consequences of Western colonialism and Western economic sanctions and Western pillaging of their resources. The Global South has endured generations of poverty, in large part. I mean, most of the people in India, for example, live in poverty because the wealth transfer has benefited the apathetic woke morons in Western societies that no longer know how to do anything. They don't have any skills. Whereas the Global South, those people do have skills. They know how to do things. And what's happening right now, the big picture that everybody needs to understand, is that the shift is underway where the collapse of the West is accelerating and the rise of the Global South is also accelerating. And when the dollar collapses, which is underway right now, when the dollar collapses, the Global South will actually become far more abundant and will find itself set free from the economic sanctions of the dollar and the economic warfare through controlled Western trade agreements, the manipulation of the World Trade Organization, for example, and the pillaging of domestic resources of Global South countries. So you're watching a shift. Now, this shift will take place over many, many years. It's not overnight. It's going to be a generational shift. Give it 10, 15, 25 years even, and you're going to see the West will be living in poverty. Well, even before that, but the Global South will experience far more abundance. And the new currencies, such as the BRICS currency, will be the dominant force in the world, which will take away from the West the ability to weaponize its own dollar currency. The dollar will collapse to just about nothing. And the American people and the Western European people as well will find themselves living in abject poverty, mass homelessness, unable to afford anything that's imported, and unable to produce anything domestically because they forgot how to do it. They just don't have the skills anymore. Now, again, there are exceptions. There are people in America who know how to do things. Oil workers in Texas and truck drivers know how to do things. And there are farmers who know how to do things. But I would say the percentage of people who know how to get things done, and by the way, electricians and so on, there are hands-on people. But it's less than 5% of the population. 95% of the population, in my estimate, doesn't know how to do jack. And so there's going to be a crisis. of the masses living in poverty, not knowing how to do anything, not even knowing how to connect two wires. And this is why I've made it a point in my own life, living on a farm in rural Texas and owning tractors, I've made it a point to do my own repairs. I repair tractors. I swapped out a starter on an excavator equipment. I don't know, what was that? Like a year ago, something like that, or a little over a year ago. I take care of chickens. I take care of animals. I do irrigation projects. I do a lot of hands-on projects because I always want to make sure that I know how to do things physically in the real world and don't have to depend on somebody else to do it for me. But I'm a rare person in Western society. Most people choose convenience over skills. Most people want life to be easy. I want life to be difficult. And when I say that, I mean, I want to have to work at things, to struggle at things, to stay strong and stay at the top of my game. I don't want life to be easy and pathetic and everything is served up to me and everything is cheap or even free and everything is readily available everywhere. No, it makes you a stronger person, a smarter person to have to struggle. And since Russians have lived under economic sanctions for decades, the same thing is true with Iranians. And since Global South citizens have lived under all kinds of economic hardship for so many years, well, they've had to learn the hard way how to do things, but it has made them stronger. The future belongs to the nations that have had to struggle. The future will not be controlled by those who are weak and pathetic and have lived too many generations of convenience. So think about that. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, as well as, of course, brighteon.io, brighteon.social, brighteon.com, and now our AI project is at brighteon.ai. Thank you for listening. Take care. All right, let's talk about some solutions for preparedness and survival based on what's happening in the world. Things are getting completely out of control, as you know. And some of these are sponsors, some of these are free. I'm going to give you some free tools here as well. First thing, show the camera on my desk here. This is all collapsed currency from all over the world. Trillions of dollars worth of collapsed currency. And then here's fake Hollywood currency of $100 bills. This is all going to zero. I mean, some of this is already zero, but even dollars are going to zero. This is the solution. These are called goldbacks. This is a 50 goldback bill. It's 51/1000ths of an ounce of gold is embedded in the bill. And that's why it's so thick. And they have smaller denominations like the one goldback here. I could hold it right side up. This is 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. And we've done the laboratory testing and you can find it at our affiliate website called verifiedgoldbacks.com. If you want real physical gold that's highly divisible and has high utility, this is the solution, verifiedgoldbacks.com. And if you scroll through here, you can see all of our lab testing that we did. We actually melted them down and we did all kinds of tests for the purity and the mass of the gold that's in these bills. And check out the different designs here. Let's see if you can show that. You got different designs of different amounts of gold that are embedded in the bills. There's a 50 that I showed you, and then there's a 25, a 5, a 10, and ones as well. Really an amazing solution. Now, other things to keep in mind. We've got storable food right now at healthrangerstore.com. I've got some on my desk here showing you also the Iosat iodine, the potassium iodide, prevention of the radiation damage to your thyroid. That's all FDA approved there, the Iosat product. We've also got dietary supplement iodine there, as well as the Ranger buckets and various food buckets. We've got the heavy cream, all certified organic, laboratory tested, back in stock, plus the red miso, the yellow miso, and white cheddar cheese powder, which is just pure organic cheddar cheese. No fillers, no colors, no garbage in it of any kind. You can find all of that at healthrangerstore.com. Now, continuing with our topic of preparedness, our sponsor in the satellite phone space is the Satellite Phone Store. You can find them at SAT123.com. Connects you here to the Satellite Phone Store. And these are emergency backup comms devices that work even if the cell towers go down or if the power grid goes down. And they have packages with the bivy sticks, with Faraday bags and pre-installed software on a mobile device that protects your privacy because it doesn't talk to the cell towers. It just talks through the satellites. You can send and receive text messages, and you can let people know you're okay, or you can have emergency contacts that are successful through that mechanism. Here's something that I don't talk about enough, but there's a company called ShieldArms.com that has a new product, which is the S10 Grip Chop. And as you can see here, this is a chopped off grip of a Glock 43X. Now, show camera one. This is my Glock 43X right here. Let's see if I can get on camera. And so as you can see, the magwell, you know, this is a pretty long designation right here. You know, it can stick out if you're trying to do concealed carry. But if you go to ShieldArms.com, they have their Grip Chop S10 firearm, which is available right now. And it's a shorter grip that allows it to be more easily concealed, but yet it takes full-size magazines. And then ShieldArms has their custom steel mags. Actually, that's what I've got right here. Here it is. This is the ShieldArms magazine. It's vastly superior to Glock mags. It holds more rounds and it's more durable. So this is the best setup. You can get these mags and you can get these Grip Chop pistols at shieldarms.com. Of course, all federal laws apply. You have to transfer through an FFL and so on. You know, obey your local and national laws in order to do this. But this allows you to be ultra concealable in carrying this outstanding firearm, the Glock 43X. And I think you can use discount code RANGER there to save 10% off that firearm. They may still have that code active. I'm not entirely sure. Now, continuing with some more preparedness items right here, Brighteon.ai. This is our free downloadable artificial intelligence language model. We are training this on an extensive amount of information on food, herbs, nutrition, off-grid living, but also survival and preparedness. It's non-commercial, it's open source, it's free to use. You just enter your email address here, click register, and you'll be given access to a download page. And we're releasing new models all the time, including a 7 billion parameter model that is trained on all of this survival and prepping and nutrition content. Nobody else in the world has models like this. In addition, we have a backup comms social media platform that we've just launched called Brighteon.io. And if you go to that website, Brighteon.io, you can sign up. You can see that it's a big social media type of site. The thing is, see, it's got free speech videos. Here's a flat earth video. That's pretty funny. There's all kinds of videos here, all kinds of different viewpoints and opinions. Here's Dave Hodges here with a video. You can go there and you can share videos and content, and there are no central servers. It's all peer-to-peer, decentralized, and it runs on blockchain. And it has its own blockchain coin here, actually called Pcoin, which is modeled after Bitcoin. And it's kind of a reputation coin on the platform. Anyway, you can find out about that. Just go to Brighteon.io. If you download the app and run it, then this will even survive the internet kill switch because it doesn't need to resolve domain names in order to function. So that's Brighteon.io. And then in terms of products that we have, guess what? We also have the knives that we've custom designed with Dawson Knives here. This is one of our combat knives, and they're made with MagnaCut steel. Incredibly durable, high Rockwell hardness. They're flexible without shattering. They hold an edge, and they're almost corrosion proof. That's the advantage of MagnaCut steel. So yeah, if you see this, and it's a G10 handle with an oversized finger guard here. This is a really incredible knife. And because it's got three holes here, show camera one, let me show you this. Because it's got these three holes, see if I can get the light just right, yeah. It's got this hole, and then this hole. You can use paracord and you can strap it to a stick and make a spear out of it. So this can be made into a spear relatively easily. We've got multiple knives from Dawson that, of course, I'm the co-designer, and it's got a special wedge end here as well for escape and evasion. We are out of the Escape from LA knife, but we do have this Tonto version that we're working on right now that we may come out with. And then we've got some other really amazing. That's another one of our combat knives, but we've got a bushcrafting knife as well that you can check out. Find all that at healthrangerstore.com. Bottom line, folks, we have a lot of preparedness solutions for you. Some of them are free, like Brighteon.ai or Brighteon.io, or you can use Brighteon Social or just Brighteon.com. But, and then some of them, of course, cost money. Like if you're going to get your hands on gold, you know, it's going to cost you. You're going to pay for the gold. Not everything's going to be free, obviously. So iodine, storable food, weapons of self-defense to defend and protect innocent life. These are the kinds of things that we are advocating very strongly right now at this time in history because of what's happening in the world, what's happening with the open borders, where we are domestically with chaos and lawlessness getting worse in most cities across America, more illegals invading more states and counties. So be ready to defend yourself. And then, of course, the collapse of the dollar coming as well. It's accelerating every day. You're seeing it with food inflation. Now, look at the cost of your car insurance, by the way. Look at that. It's skyrocketing. Health insurance, it's all skyrocketing. Things are getting more expensive because your dollar is worth less and less. Meanwhile, gold is absolutely skyrocketing. In fact, let me just bring up where gold is right now. 2384. Show my screen. I want to show the trend here. If you look at gold prices here, just over, what does that go back to? Like the end of October last year, gold was $1,837. Now it's almost $2,400. Look at that rise right there. Gold is skyrocketing in dollars because dollars are losing value. So people who are smart, who want to maintain their value of gold and silver, well, that's it's doing exactly what it's designed to do, to hold value. Oh, I should mention, by the way, if you go to metalswithmike.com, this is our gold and silver coin sponsor, the Treasure Island Company, and you go there and you can request to talk with them or you can check their real-time prices right here. They'll give you the price quotes here. You can look at gold coins like U.S. Mint coins, real-time pricing online, and they have discrete, secure, guaranteed delivery, insured. So check them out at metalswithmike.com. They are our gold and silver sponsor for the coins. So those are some of our sponsors, some of the solutions that we offer, some of the free things that are available to you. Whatever you do, you know, make sure that you're getting prepared for what's coming. Grow more food. Save your garden seeds. You know, get more items at the grocery store that you can even stockpile that will last a longer period of time. Try to get out of the dollar into things that will hold value, whether it's gold and silver or something else. Maybe you're going to buy a piece of land. Maybe you're going to stock up on ammo or diesel fuel or you know, something that holds value. But take action now because the world is becoming more chaotic. Time is running out. Thank you for supporting our sponsors and supporting this platform. We appreciate you. That keeps us going. It allows us to build the free tools that we're giving back to you, such as the AI tools, as well as the Brighteon.io platform. But together we can make it through all this, and then we'll be the ones who get to help, you know, rebuild society on the other side of the collapse of this current system. And it is collapsing. But get prepared now while you can, and thank you for all your support. I'm Mike Adams here of healthrangerstore.com as well as Brighteon.com. Take care.